think that you have learned Dhamma, right?
A bit.
But actually you learn words.
Words.
Not Dhamma.
Yes.
So one has to understand better whether one is learning Dhamma or one learns just words. Not Dhamma at all. Each word represents a reality. So even just one word like Dhamma, if one really know what does it mean, it doesn't mean that there is no meaning at all. It means, it represents reality now. So there can be more and more understanding of Dhamma, whatever is real, whatever appears, whatever has its own characteristic. It's a reality, a Dhamma in Pali, but actually it's just that which is real.
And nothing to do with my understanding or your understanding or anyone at all. It's just reality now.
Yeah, it's not so much problem to me because it's Diti or Avijja now and I cannot change that so much. I can just listen a bit and just open my mind.
It seems like you just want to be another person.
Yeah, it seems like that. Yeah. It seems like this. Yeah. But what can we do? It's really, it's like this now. It's a dream. It's ignorance that Buddha warned us against. But without Panya or listening, we cannot do anything. Mm. So, yeah, sometimes I appreciate to listen. Sometimes I'm in the world of concepts. It's like this.
At moment of understanding that this is concept, is right understanding. Like we think about the world, but actually, if there's nothing arising, there's no world. Just some words like this can bring about more understanding about reality or Dhamma or world or life. But that is not enough because there is accumulation of wrong understanding, taking realities for self. So it takes time to understand whatever appears as a reality. Like visible object is real because it appears to seeing, not to me, but to that which sees it or that which experiences it, different from other moments. See, so there are moments from moment to moment, that's all, experiencing an object from one object to another object. Uncontrollable, but there can be moment of understanding it. It's not self.
Even the Buddha said that he experienced heaven of all the senses and the hell of the senses, all.
So what?
That all is okay. I mean, the all, what appears is now.
No matter here or there, there are realities.
Yeah.
Whether you call it hell or human being or deva, only.
Or bad or good.
Yeah. Without realities, there's nothing. So what you take for something, in the absolute sense, they are absolute realities. Like what is behind the scene, like now. Without the four primary rupas, can there be visible object appearing now? So it's only visible object with the Mahabhuta rupa. Because Mahabhuta rupa cannot be seen. But that...
And without ignorance, there could not be now. There could not be life and...
There cannot be anything arising.
Without ignorance.
And Atibarami is khanti, patience. Patience. It's a long way to develop understanding, but there can be one moment not here, and then one moment again and again and again.
And if there is, like you said, it sounds like it's wishing to be another person or have a less akusala, can one say, it's because not enough kanti at that moment too.
Or that actually you are another person all the time.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm shocked that to be another person, like
no
I cannot stay
wish.
Even for a while but with myself because it's
wishing.
All going,
it's all
falling gone. Down and
crumbling into Kusala.
I just wanted actually ask because many things happen, everything happened from moment to moment, and if all can be understood,
if
but
it's here, it can be understood, but if it's not here, it cannot be understood anything. Like visible object, it's not just word. Think carefully, deeply. It cannot be other thing except visible object. So one clings to visible object, which appears very shortly, temporarily. Wise or not wise?
But everyone must know it for himself, what's useless, what's not.
That's why we ask questions.
Yeah.
Without question, how can one know?
By natural accumulations, maybe, but it doesn't work so often. But questions
it might be
help.
Misbelief or misunderstanding.
Clinging to that which is seen, which doesn't last an instant. It's so ridiculous, actually, just to cling to that which is seen and falls away immediately.
I remember one monk, what he says that we, you know, it's like to be aware of this and that and that, and he told about the sometimes unpleasant things happens or akusala, and he said something like, this is easy until it doesn't reach you. So it's hard to tell about someone because you don't know how someone experiences that, and for some people something for is easy for one can be hard to other person.
But it's all still thinking about me and others, but actually
but
just
thinking
for
is there and
just
it will
seeing
be like
a
that.
Visible object followed by ignorance, attachment, or can be understanding. But it's not someone who ever understands anything. It's not my seeing or your seeing, or my panya or your panya.
Yes, we listen Dhamma.
Very difficult.
Very.
But it can develop.
But it's very slowly.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Just listen.
Better than none.
And it's only thinking that thinks it's very slowly or it's just a moment.
Bhante Dhammadharo once said, I mentioned today, where people don't want to be disturbed. They somewhere want something like concentration or feel glad and they don't want to be disturbed. And Bhante asked, why not to be disturbed now? It's the reality also, he says. Why to feel all the time glad and happy while they may come unpleasantness and it's there.
That's why Buddha thought about the five upadana khanda. The first one is rupa khanda, and the second one is vedana khanda. Because rupa is very important because it's the object of attachment, and vedana khanda, object of clinging. Everyone wishes to have present feeling.
Mosquitoes are getting out.
Yeah, thank you, Adrian.